Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Real talk this week on the show. There's a lot been happening, a lot been going on.
Yeah.
And Breezy, I know that this is... We were checking in on our vibes this morning during the vibe check. And the vibes for you aren't through the roof, but, you know, for good reason, too.
For sure. And, like, listen, we talked about it yesterday, guys, when Moose did his mental health piece for Men's Mental Health Month. You know, we're very fun and light on this show, and we love to joke and be silly and do all of our fun little bits. But I think there is a time and a place for seriousness, and I think we do a good job balancing it because, I mean, our listeners tell us that we do. And I think that when we are going through something that is vulnerable and important to not only us, our health, our safety, it's important to share that, because I feel like with our show and with our Instagram and social, like, it's a highlight reel and it's all laughs and fun and kiki. But when you really feel as if you have a connection with someone on a deeper level, whether that be us together, us with our audience, it's important to talk about the things that scare you and the things that shape you as a person. A couple weeks ago, actually, I think it was about a month ago, I discovered that I had a lump on my left breast, and I was like, that's really weird, unsure what that is. I went to my annual OBGYN appointment, the gyno, and I had her look at it, and she kind of referred me to go get a mammogram, an ultrasound, to have it checked out.
Yes.
She didn't have any answers for me at the time, nor did I think that she would, but I obviously have had to sit with this for the last month and a half, wondering and questioning and researching on my own and asking people in my life who are NPs, PAs, doctors, people who have maybe experienced something similar. I even brought it forth here on this show to talk about it. And today is the day of my first ever mammogram. When it comes to getting a mammogram, typically you're not really advised to get them before 40. And that's getting lower and lower, just because...
Why is that, though?
I'm not really
like, what's
sure.
the harm in doing a checkup?
I'm not really sure. I think that when it comes to people who have a family history of breast cancer or are tied to it in some way, that starts at 30. Because I know actually someone who is in that situation. But I don't know the answer to that. Maybe that's a good question that I can ask today. But I woke up this morning and I've been suppressing this feeling and thought kind of a little bit. Not suppressing it. That's not really a great word. The word is more like I've been living my life
You've been distracted.
Yes, I've been distracted fully. And I've been living my life and doing everything. And I'm also just so busy that it's not really at the forefront of my mind. But I woke up this morning with a different energy and a different thought process on it. And, you know, I thought to myself, like, God willing and hopefully everything is good, right? We get
sure,
it checked.
Yeah.
It's extra tissue, it's extra cells, whatever the case may be. Also, I have lost a very significant amount of weight, so it may have always been there, and it could just be something that's a part of my body that I
just now we're discovering.
Yeah, correct. But I would be lying if I said I woke up this morning like totally jazzed to get this over with and to find out answers, because in the back of my mind, like, yeah, it could be nothing, but there's that small part that's like, but this could be the day that everything changes, and this could be the day that you get horrible news. And then what does that look like? Like, how does that go on? Like, I'm in a place right now in my life where I just turned 31 years old. I'm in a very loving relationship with the person that I'm 99.9% sure I'm going to marry. We have plans to buy a house and plans to get engaged. And there's so many things going on with me personally and professionally that I feel as if anything were to happen today and I were to get bad news of any sort, it would just completely derail this whole plan and life that I see for myself. And like, I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything, but
no,
at the same time,
it's scary not knowing, you know, just the unknown in general.
When your health goes, nothing else matters. And I'm not saying that my health has gone quite yet, and I pray that's not the case, but I've talked to people that have gone through different health issues, whether that be an autoimmune disease, whether that be cancer, whether that be, you know, they have plantar fasciitis. When they have something that is debilitating their movement or their health, literally nothing matters. Your job doesn't matter. Your extracurriculars don't matter. You have to take care of you. And I think that's what I'm doing right now, is putting this in the forefront of, you know, we had something later on tonight. It ended up getting canceled. But I was like, hey, if I'm late to that, I'm late to that. There's nothing. I need to figure this out. And I hope that anybody else who has gone through this, A, has had great news and a great outcome. I'm going to the Elizabeth Wendy Breast Cancer or Breast Coalition Center, whatever. They're doing mammograms. They're doing ultrasounds on
me.
Yes,
yep.
And I've heard nothing but amazing things. But I want anybody to know that has gone through something like this, that you're not alone in feeling scared, and you're not silly for feeling scared or worried or anxious, because your health is and should be your number one priority. And I think a lot of us take it for granted. And when you get in a situation where you have a scare or something's abnormal, it freaks you out.
It does. And you make a good point, too, because I've come to the realization that a majority of us in this lifetime want 1,000 things.
Mm-hmm.
We want it all. But a sick person only wants one thing, to be healthy.
Correct.
That's it. And sometimes we lose sight of that because our days become blurred together. They become mundane. They become routine.
Right.
And our health is just taken for granted.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when you get the flu for 2 weeks, you realize how appreciative you are when you're just in your best health.
Yeah.
And you're not feeling horrendous.
Yeah. So what's going to happen today? My appointment's at 2. I'm going with my mom. I'm going with my girlfriend, Patrice.
Okay, good.
They're both going to be there. I don't know if they can come back with me. I don't know how that works. Again, this is my first time doing this. If anyone has any advice or has been through this as well, whether it just be a routine mammogram or you also have experienced something abnormal that you had to go get checked out, they said carve out anywhere from 1 hour to 3 hours.
Yeah, so
I think I will find out today whatever is happening. And a close family member of mine actually just went through this. It actually ended up being fine, similar to me, just lost a bunch of weight. Just something was there from before.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be vulnerable this morning and say I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, if I said I wasn't anxious, if I was just like, yeah, well, this is just another doctor's appointment, because to me, it's not. This is all new to me. I've never experienced something like this before. And I hope and I pray that everything is the way it's supposed to be. But if it isn't, that's something I and we and everyone in my life will figure out.
Well, we'll cross that bridge if we come to
correct.
It. But up until, for the time being, until your appointment at 2, you know, you're happy. You're, from what we know, pretty healthy.
Correct.
You know, you've had a lot of big changes in your life.
Yeah.
It could be absolutely anything.
Correct.
But like you said, like, prayers, positive vibes. And I know you're going to keep myself and everyone listening updated.
Okay, so somebody texted in about the question about the mammogram before 40, and said, I believe your insurance won't cover it before 40 unless you have a family history or a reason, like a lump, etc. So everybody, just please send good vibes today. Keep me in your thoughts. I never really ask for much when it comes to, like, doing things for me, but I think this is the absolute bare minimum, is just keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
We will. We'll definitely do that.
I hope and I have, you know, all the wonder in the world that it will be fine. But
there's always
gotta get
that
it checked out.
Yeah. And Breezy on Air too, if you guys have had similar situations or stories you can share to maybe help put her at ease, that would be so appreciated. And then 90 Peaks by Rochester. Breezy, keep us posted.
I'll keep you posted.
Much
on
love.
Monday, and I'll obviously text you today, and we'll go from there. And I hope and I pray it's all good, and hopefully this will be a learning lesson, and
yep.
I will be well-adversed in mammograms by the time I actually have to get them regularly, and we'll go from there.
Right. We're right there with you, Breezy. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break, guys. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
IG. X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Our area here in Rochester does so many fun things, and I am so excited to share what they did yesterday. The Arc of Monroe hosted their annual dancing event at Innovative Field yesterday.
That's right.
The Dancing with the Arc. So five Rochester area celebrities partnered up with five people supported by the Arc of Monroe to compete in their third annual Dancing with the Arc. This was really cool to see. They were in costume. It really was like Dancing with the Stars. And they absolutely crushed it. It was an incredible event, said the CEO and president of Arc of Monroe. It was hosted by our friends over at The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy, some of your besties.
Yeah, they've been doing that a long time.
Don Elhart was one of the panel judges as well. So it was really, it looked like a fun time. They were absolutely crushing it. They asked me to do this last year, and I politely had to decline because I was in 17 weddings. But it is something that I would love to do one day. You can just see these people's faces light up. They're having so much fun dancing and exercising and just
They practice for a long time.
Months. They start practicing, like, I think in March the thing starts. And they just absolutely get after it. So happy for them. I don't know the exact cost or like how much they raised, but it was a great event. And obviously all goes back to the Ark of Monroe.
Did you ever see when I did Dancing with the Stars, the radio version?
I missed
here locally.
It. I must have missed it.
You never saw that?
Probably.
On the news?
Probably writing a paper for my English class.
They used to do it for like every season. One season was teachers.
Really?
Another season was like, I don't know, people in construction. Then they chose the radio season. It was like 12 people. Anyways, I came in second place.
But you didn't win.
No, I didn't.
He goes, I lose sleep over it every night.
I still think about it, to be honest. When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them, right?
Yes.
But if someone says their lizard died, I mean, the reaction is usually silence. Like, are some pets just seen as more valuable than others? Is that fair?
I think the more domestic they are, the more people can relate to it, I would say.
Well, I had dinner with a couple friends the other night, and I might have offended them.
Friends turn foes.
We'll talk about it next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 70 for the high today. Can we be honest for a second here?
Yes.
When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them.
Yeah. It's a very emotional thing, for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. But if someone says, like, hey, my lizard died.
Right.
The reaction is usually silence. Like, are some pets just seen as more valuable than others? Is that fair to say? Because I had dinner the other night with my friends, aka my neighbors, and they told me that 2025 has been one of the most emotional, tragic years thus far. You know, they had to deal with a lot of personal issues. I was like, well, why? What happened?
Right.
I'm like, well, we lost Penelope, our bearded dragon of 7 years. And I said, you guys lost a pet lizard? I couldn't fake it. So I just sat there.
No, you're literally the worst. You're the worst.
I just sat there with a straight face and said, my condolences. What am I going to say? They're getting all emotional talking about it. In my head, I was like, well, this is probably the last time I hang out with you guys.
Penelope.
I you guys lost a bearded dragon named Penelope. And they were like choking up talking to me about it.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, what's the big reveal here? Who died? And like, oh, we lost.
Not the bearded dragon.
I mean, losing an animal is hard.
Right.
But a turtle, a fish, or a lizard? I don't think so.
I actually don't think that's fair.
There, I said it.
I don't think that's fair that you say that.
That's how I feel.
Because what if someone said that about Snickers?
Well, they have every right to do that.
No, they don't. They kind of your pet.
Oh, I mean.
So what?
You can only bond so much with a fish or a rabbit.
Dogs and cats are superior to grieving?
Yeah, kind of.
You can't tell someone.
No, you can't.
The level of grieving of which is appropriate for something.
No, you can't tell them how to grieve. I get that. However, a majority of
us. You're a monster. No, you're a monster. Period.
Guys, come on. Back me up on this. You're not grieving a dog and a fish the same way. You're just not doing it. Like, a fish is going to sit in a tank. There's no emotions that are shared. There's no cuddling. There's no bonding. You do that with a dog. A dog runs up to you every day. It's man's best friend. Your fish dies of 13, 20 years? See ya.
It's a long life expectancy for a fish. I've got a fish from a fair once, die the next day.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Also, I know this is a little off track, but like, can we take a moment of silence for the people that swallow the goldfish whole at festivals?
Oh, yeah.
You're unwell. You're unwell. Yeah, it's all over your ass.
I don't know. I want to hear from you guys on this. I wasn't insensitive when I was at dinner. I wasn't. I gave my condolences. I said, I'm sorry for your loss. I thought it was going to be a bigger reveal. Like, they had to put their dog down. They're like, our Penelope, our bearded dragon. We Wow, does that 2025 was a really tough year for you guys. I'm so sorry.
Right.
585-252-9800. Because the question of the hour: why does losing a dog feel like losing a family member?
Right.
But losing a lizard, it's replaceable.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm on the side of people that can grieve however they want. Now it's like, if it's over the top and it's been like 5 weeks, I know we gotta.
No, right. Let's button it up here. You know what I'm saying? Let's go over to.
They called in 4 weeks straight. It's like, okay.
Jason's on the line with the. No, not.
Who's Jason?
We don't have Jason here. Let's go over to Pat on the line. Hi, good morning. Is this Pat?
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is.
Pat.
Patty, what's up, Queen?
Oh, well, you know, I just don't even know why I'm calling.
I don't either.
Yeah, we don't. Please enlighten us.
What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I heard you guys talking about grief, and I lost my best friend last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just can't stop crying. You know, I mean, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm losing my mind, and I don't even know if I should be calling right now. You know,
okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from my home in Roundquick.
Okay.
But I haven't slept, and I've been sobbing for about, I don't know how long, like 13 hours, you know. My neighbors called the cops because they thought someone was being murdered here. But, you know, it's
oh,
just
my God.
Me.
That's
just your grieving, you know.
They called the cops? You were crying that loud, huh?
Yeah, but I'm just grieving. That's all.
The wellness check, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of those things, you know, losing someone. It's just... when it's so hard, you know, it's just so hard. And I don't wish this on anyone, but anyone who's gone through it understands, you know?
No, of course. Who was this person that was so close to you?
It was my best friend, you know, Jerry. He passed so unexpectedly, you know? I mean, he wasn't even that old, and he just passed in his hammock peacefully. It was so
hammock?
Weird.
Jerry
yeah,
passed?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was hard. It was so hard. And he wasn't even that old, you know. It was just one of those things.
Pat, just to confirm, are we talking about... God.
Is this a boyfriend? A husband? Well, who was this?
Best friend. Is this...
No, I'm not talking about my husband. What? Are you kidding me? I'm talking about my ferret.
Pat, I thought you were talking about...
Loss. It's a huge loss.
No, I'm sure it is, but that is not... Listen, that's not what we expected you to say. I didn't think we thought you were talking about a person.
No, what are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't mean to laugh. You lost Jerry, who's a ferret.
Yeah, I was my best friend, you know. Did everything together, and now he's gone, you know.
Well, how did he pass? He just went to sleep in his hammock and didn't wake up?
Didn't you hear me? You weren't paying attention. I said that. That's what I said. He just passed. He was like,
but he wasn't sick,
and then he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't sick.
So, was the hammock in like a cage, or like in your kitchen? What?
Like, who cages up their loved ones? No, he was in the living room where you relax.
Not a ferret enthusiast, Pat. You don't have to get snippy with me because you're going through something traumatic.
Well, she is going through it, but Pat,
it's a huge loss.
All kidding aside, It might for a lot of us just be a ferret, but I'm sure it meant the world to you. Mm-hmm. So sorry for laughing, but we wish you all the best.
Okay, well, enjoy your show. I really do. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a great weekend, Pat. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a ferret, but I don't know.
Ferrets literally freak me out, but... Okay.
Somebody come get their mother.
I've only seen ferrets in the pockets of carnies. Like, I don't.
My buddy had one for 12 years. Loved the thing. Can't remember its name, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I guess a pet is a pet. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
Well, let's go over to Sean. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now after that call. What's up?
I was just going to say, was Penelope a bearded dragon or a lizard?
It's a bearded dragon is what I was told.
Yeah. Some people let their animals like that, like, walk through the house or, mm-hmm. like, they hold them, like, an actual, like, cat. Or,
oh, I know. It had, you know, it, Penelope had her own room.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes we have to be a little more sensitive than others, you know.
I gave them my condolences.
You laughed the whole time.
I gave them my condolences, Sean.
Right, crazy?
He was crying laughing the whole time.
No, I wasn't.
So.
I wasn't. I was just, you know, taken back. It's not.
Yes.
Come on. Who? And by the way, can we, like, go back for a second here? Who's crying that hard over a ferret? Stop it.
How long was the ferret there? How long was the ferret alive, right?
Doesn't matter.
Moose, you're being so insensitive. You're such a monster.
I'm just trying to be realistic here, you guys. Like, for instance, here's a message we just got from Alexa. I'm sorry. If you cancel plans because your gecko died, I'm judging you. Not all pet grief is equal. And someone needs to say it.
That's not true.
Wait, Paige? Oh, this is my favorite one yet. Paige says, my son's guinea pig died and he didn't speak for 2 days. You tell him it wasn't a big deal because kids don't see levels of pets. They just feel the loss.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I totally understand the heartbreak, but let's be honest. At that age, the family goldfish is going to get a full funeral, and then 2 weeks later, they don't remember its name. They're not going to remember its name. It was a good try, though, Paige.
Right. They had like 50 goldfishes in a lifetime, right?
Look at you waffling, Paige. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
It's a lot.
It's definitely a lot. You want to go have a drink?
No, I'm so game.
Yeah. 98
PXY. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.